And so this weekend, we have the privilege of inviting a speaker all the way from Indonesia. When I met Brother Andreas Pantau yesterday afternoon, and I say, Brother Andreas, you are a brave man. You come from Indonesia that have zero count of COVID-19. And you have come to Malaysia, and I say you are a brave man. And so I knew immediately that this is a man with a mission heart. And so he heads quite a few organizations, but two of them that stands out is SPAM. SPAM is not what you receive on the WhatsApp, okay? This SPAM stands for Sending Professionals as Missionaries. And another organization that he heads is Cahaya Muda Indonesia, or literally young, light young. I don't know how do you actually translate that. But they are dedicated to sending, all right, people out, Christians out into the world, sending people to reach out to those who are unreached, and sending college graduates and youngsters to disciple the nations. Quite an amazing work that he does, and I'm sure he will tell you a little bit more. And so let's put our hands together to welcome our brother Andreas Pantau. And I also got to know that he met his wife in Singapore, an American wife. He was in Bible college, met his wife there, got married, and two young children. So amazing stories that he has to tell us and what God is doing through him. So church, can you stretch your hands to the front, and let's pray for Brother Andreas. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for our dear brother here who comes all the way from Jakarta, Lord, to just speak to us from his heart, God, to encourage us what it means to obey the commands of God and to do what he has called us to do, God. So we pray that will you open up our hearts that we may hear your voice and hear your voice clearly, God, this morning. So speak through our brother here that, Lord, at the end of the day, we may obey your command, God. We pray all this, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. We're going to start with Bible readings. Let's stand up and read some verses. It is showing on the screen right now. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, and later we're going to read together also Acts 1, 8. So ready? Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Ready? Go. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey you. And surely I am with you always, to the end of the age." And the next verse is Acts 1:8. Ready, go. "But you will receive power. Judea, and to the ends of the earth." You may be seated. It's good to be in Kuala Lumpur. It's good to be in Malaysia. And I thank God and I'm healthy. And I thank God that you are healthy, that you are here. And for the very first time in probably my entire life as an Indonesian, I'm very proud to say that, yes, still zero case. Believe us. People have been trying to write articles and trying to investigate really seriously. This nation has no problem. Are you kidding me? That's very unusual for Indonesia. So in the past 1 month, I've been praying harder than before. I asked the people who are in my inner circle to pray continuously every day. Please pray. Number one, I don't want to get sick. And a week ago, I started to ramp up my messages, really seriously, guys. I really do not want to get sick. I do not want to get a slight fever. Why? Because when I get a slight fever, I can't go to KL. I'm not even going to try to go to KL. And I'm going to call Pastor Kelvin and said, "I'm sorry, I can't go. I don't want to be quarantined at KLIA. No. And one of the main reasons why Pastor Kelvin invited me is probably because, hey, no case yet in Indonesia. Friday night, in the car, I message him, "Hey, see, you guys banned South Korea. No Indonesia yet. I'm still on the mission, still going." Some years ago, in Singapore, the community built a playground. And after they built the playground, they put up this sign. My goodness, so like them. It says, strictly no running or playing at a playground. And you know what? Wait a minute. Did you just build a playground? And this is a playground for the children. When it is a children's playground, that means it is a place for you to play, to climb up the ladders, to go down the slide, to have fun, to get injured, to get ouchy. And then you tell your mommy and daddy, "Daddy, mommy, I got injured." Why did you put up this sign when you already built the playground? A playground is a place to play and to get hurt, to have fun. We read verses before, and we know that as a Christian, as someone who believes in the Bible, as a disciple of Christ, yes, there is that great commission. Oh, not again, mission weekend? Why? Not again. Yeah. I know I need to go. I know I need to make disciples of all the nations. But isn't it a little dangerous? Isn't it problematic? 2020 starts with this kind of dilemma in the world. Are you sure you still want to do impact? Are we sure that we still want to go out and impact the place where we live, the place where we work, the place where is so far away, and yet we still need to go? How can we live our life as an active witness to the communities when we are disciples of God? Now is the time, actually, to live out loud our life for Jesus. Now is the time. It is not by coincidence what's happening in the world today with the sickness, with the political environment around the globe. It is not by coincidence that God set this up for us to show off. Not our expensive clothes, not our status, but to show off that we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in our God. And when we talk about problems in this world, we're going to magnify and glorify God, whom we worship, so that the world knows that we Christians are not any different than the world. What is the main problem in us not living our faith out loud? I pray, I ask God. I asked God for very complicated theology stuff. He said, "No, Andreas, today at the UMC, one problem why we're not showing our faith out loud, fear. First F, fear. We are afraid of death. I don't want to get sick. I still have family. I don't want to die. We are afraid of being persecuted. Really, we need to go to the mission field? We need to go to that place where it's restricted to the gospel? I'm going to get killed. Do I need to suffer? I still have a lot of money in my bank account. I'm not going to go that route. Isn't it dangerous to go to that mission field? We are afraid that people will tell us, will put a stamp on us that, yeah, he is the Jesus lunatic guy. He always talk about Jesus. He's crazy. She's crazy. Why is she always talking about Jesus? We are being mocked. Are you a Christian? Stop talking about Jesus la. Let's be real. There are problems in this world. Well, that's real. You know, problem in this world can only be solved by Jesus and God's word. We are afraid that people mocked us. Crazy fellow, crazy guy. And we started to believe Satan's lies. We forget many good things that God has promised and tells us to do. We forget God's faithfulness, God's command, God's commissions, God's promises, God's plans. We forget about everything that we just sing at church. We cry. We raise our hands when we do praise and worship. When you come to show off our faith in the community, when troubles, hard situations happen, we forget. We forget. What's the solution? As I think about it and I say, pray about it, God says, well, the third F is firman, God's word. I'm actually trying to find the other, and, you know, so that it is going on the F. And since I'm in Malaysia, you guys know some Bahasa, God's word. We take this for granted, you know. Yeah, this very thick book. Nowadays, it is available also on your app, in the app, on your phone. We need to grow in His Word. We need to continue to grow in His Word. This is the sweetest deal. I love this book. I like it. You can take away other stuff in my life, but not this one. I have two kids. Abigail, 12 years old. Joshua, 4 and a half. Both are miracles from God. We had 5 miscarriages. That's another different story that you can ask later. We can talk about suffering, but that is a good testimony to tell the world. And yet you still love Jesus? Oh yeah, no other choice, man. No other choice. I will not forget the first miscarriage. We had to rush to the hospital. And then when we are waiting for the doctor to come, the first thing that I take out of my backpack, it's the Bible. God's word remove fear. We know the scripture, and let me read it again. I mean, yeah, it is normal for us Christians to be doubtful and anxious, worries. The disciples, Matthew 28, 16, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus has directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority. And then Jesus also said toward the end of this great commission, verse 20, and behold, remember, behold, listen carefully, I'm with you always to the end of the age. And in Acts 1:8, I love this episode because it's so dramatic and Jesus gave the right answer to the stupid question that the disciple made. Acts 1:6, so when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? With the mentality, yes, we've been suffering under this Roman rule. You said that you're going to recover us. We're going to rule the world. Politically, this is going to happen. Now is the time, right, Jesus, God? Dear friends in Malaysia, I'm praying for you, for your country. I do not want to get into the detail. We ask sometimes the wrong questions. The answer is always right from Jesus. Jesus said, but you will receive power. You will receive dynamis, supernatural power that the world cannot give. I don't want to share the gospel. I don't want to talk to that non-believers. Why? I will be killed. Don't worry. I'll give you power. I don't want to talk about Jesus because I'm inadequate. Don't worry. It's not about your power, it's my power, Jesus' power. God's word equipped us, teach us. There are a bunch of good stories from the Bible that people can learn, people can apply into their lives. A lot. Great story. Jesus said in the Great Commission, teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you, everything that I've commanded you in the Bible, teach them. Let's not forget. Let's remember. We need to teach the Bible. It's all right to teach theology from the seminary materials. I graduated from seminary. That's okay. But let us not forget there are many great stories from the Bible, especially we can tell non-believers, non-Christians. And even in the hard situation, God's word can come out very sweet. Yesterday, I told Pastor Calvin, that's all right, I need to visit a friend upon my arrival, so I will take Grab. So I visited my friend, took Grab to PJ. Never before I experienced sauna Grab. It was so hot. I thought, you know what, this is going to happen for 2 minutes. And then when we are on the highway, okay, the wind's going to blow and everything's going to be normal again. No, never get better. So hot. My human thinking, oh my goodness, it's so hot, God. And I'm going to travel 1 hour to PJ. Are you kidding me? Strike conversation with the driver. His name is Mr. Lim. So Mr. Lim, and very easy. Christian, ask the questions, what do you think about COVID-19? And your answer better be different from those who don't know Jesus. So I asked the questions, Mr. Lim, what do you think about COVID-19? He replied, oh, you're so bad, you know, right now, so bad. It's not good. And that's why we don't have very many cases in Malaysia, because the weather here is so hot. And I thought, no wonder you turned. You know, I need the aircon now. You know, it's so hot. In the car, I need the aircon. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we don't have cases also in Indonesia because it's so hot. It's so hot. I started praying. I started, God, give me grace. I need grace. I need compassionate heart. What do you want me to bless and tell Mr. Lim? So I told Mr. Lim, Mr. Lim, I'm a follower of Jesus. I go to church. Oh, you go to church, huh? And actually, by the way, what are you doing here? Well, I'm about to preach at this church in PJ, DUMC. By the way, a month ago, I've never heard about DUMC. Apparently, Mr. Lim, who is a non-Christian, he believes in one of the gods whom he worshiped from the world, said, oh, I've heard of DUMC. And let me tell you what he heard about DUMC. Ready? He said, it is a good church. Yeah, you can clap to you, you know, praise. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, that we're not famous for troublemaker church. It's a good church. And I was surprised that it came out of his mouth. He is a very open guy. We talk about the Bible. We talk about Jesus. I said, Mr. Lim, Jesus gives me joy. In whatever circumstances that is, Jesus gives me joy. That's why I worship him. I love him. I don't go to church just because of the church. And after a while, he asked me, so, Pastor, yeah, what's your favorite verse in the Bible? Ooh, what's my favorite verse in the Bible? Oh, as a pastor, you know, I cannot come up with a basic reply, John 3:16. And at the same time, I'm also like, oh, I'm so hot, my brain can't think. What verse should I say? There are many good verses that I like and I learn. It was so good that yesterday morning I read the YouVersion Bible verse of the day. That's a good thing when you read Bible early in the morning. So I told Mr. Lim, oh, Mr. Lim, let me read it to you. Open your smartphone. This is what I read this morning, Mr. Lim. Psalm 90:12. The Bible says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. So Mr. Lim, what do you think about the verse? He replied, wow, it's a good verse, you know, it's a good verse. I like it. Wow, your Solomon is so great, you know. Number one, it's not Solomon who wrote it, but you know what, I don't care. And number two, he said, oh, yeah, you know what? Solomon has many wives. Oh, no, that's not where I'm going. I replied, Mr. Lim, this is what I learned from that scripture. That number one, I need to make my days count. I cannot run my life in stupidity every day. My life has to be counted worth it for Jesus. Number two, I'm asking God to give me a heart of wisdom, a heart, not a mind of wisdom, a heart of wisdom. So in relation to that, Solomon has many wives. Mr. Lim, my application is, when I travel, I cannot cheat on my wife. That is very stupid of me. And then Mr. Lim was, wow, yeah, I agree with you. Mr. Lim, you have wife, you have kids? Oh yeah, one wife, one daughter. Let me fast forward the story. So Mr. Lim, what can I pray for you? Oh, my family is good. Okay. Any other prayer items? Pray for my parents, my parents, my dad. What's up with your dad? He has eczema. All right, Mr. Lim, I'm going to pray for him. And I'm going to ask God by faith. I'm not a prophet healer, you know. I'm just ordinary Indonesian Christian who loves God. God, by faith, I'm asking you to heal Mr. Lim's father. And I told Mr. Lim, you either God answer your prayer or not, you need to go to church. I don't know what church. I know you live far away from the UMC, but you need to go to church. You need to find a person who can help you telling you about God's word. Folks, this is a good tool to teach others about Jesus. This passage came this morning to me for you as I pray about what's happening in your country. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, at a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roam and foam, though the mountains tremble as its swelling. The nation rage, the kingdom totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts, God's mighty angels, armies, is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. You can tell, I frustrate the cameraman. I move here and there. I have ADD problem. Many times Christians have ADD problem. What do I need to apply? Be still, I cannot lie. Be still, you kidding me? In this kind of situation, I need to be still? No way, man. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The word of God reminds us that, folks, there is a great commission that is in an order. From who? The King of Kings. The King of Glory. I love the last song. That make disciples is an imperative. It's a command, not a suggestion. Wait, Andreas, yeah, if you feel like making disciples of all the nations, go ahead. Do you MC? I mean, Pastor Calvin might just encourage you to participate at Impact 2020. Encourage. Strongly suggest. Very, very encourage you to do it. Fine, you can ignore whatever he said. But do not ignore God's command. make disciples of all the nations. Do I really have to say about Jesus? Do I really need to talk about Jesus? Do I really need my mouth come out about Jesus? I'm sorry, apparently another great apostle, Peter, also says, 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession." You don't have any rights, folks. Your lives belong to Jesus. He died for you. His crown on his brows. He died on the cross for us. A people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. To proclaim his excellency, to proclaim his goodness, to proclaim his mighty God. Jesus told the disciples, "You will be my witnesses," meaning whatever you learned from me in the past 3 years, whatever you saw what I did in the past 3 years, whatever things that's happening in the past 3 years, show it to the world, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Church, we learn stuff every Sunday from God. God bless us spiritually so that we will be a blessing to others. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. At the place where you live, at the place where you work, in PJ, in KL, Malaysia. When your countries are talking about the worldly conversation, you talk about it, and then you say, there's an answer to that. What? Really? Oh, yeah. Can you see that I'm not worried? Yala, why don't you worry? I mean, believe me, in the past 1 month, I tried not to travel overseas. Tried. And yesterday, I make sure I have my mask. When I arrive at KLIA, forget about my mask. It's not as reported. We go to restaurants, we go to malls, I go to church. I told people, you know what, don't believe everything that you heard from the news. We get anxious, we get worried, and then the world will say, ah, you're no different. It's not by coincidence. Impact 2020 is happening in the year 2020. We need to participate. God is calling us to do whatever things that he wants you to do, your role. You need to play your role. I can't just be a church member who attends church every Sunday, sit. Why are you at church? If I don't go to church, pastors will visit me. Why do you go to church? I don't know. My parents want me to go to church. Why do you go to church? Tomorrow I have an exam, so I better draw closer to God. We're not at church to make the chairs, you know, hotter. And after that, after we're done, life is as usual. No, life can't be as usual because, and this is the promise, I like it. I hope you like it. I hope you're excited about it. Jesus promised his disciple. Truly, truly, in John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. You believe in God, you do his work. And this is great. And greater works than this will he do, because I'm going to the Father. I'm claiming this, God. You said that I'm going to do greater works. I'm going to talk about Jesus. You're going to give me fruits more than what you did 30 years in the earth. D-U-M-C. You will do greater things for God's kingdom. He has to be greater. It's his promise. We need to participate. We're going to spend the next 1 minute asking God, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? even let's say if I don't do Impact 2020, what do you want me to do? Let's bow our head and let's pray. Let's spend some personal time while I invite the worship team and senior pastor to come up. Next 1 minute, pray. Spirit, work in us, do greater things. If you want to convict us to repent of our sins, convict us hard, O Lord, so that we can apply what you want us to do. The King of Glory, the King, has commanded us.
Church, it's time to respond. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us? I think the Holy Spirit said many things in the many weeks leading up to this weekend. I think the Holy Spirit is speaking to many of us. Remember, the Holy Spirit say when God says go, don't say no. It is not, I think we're reminded by Brother Andreas, it is not a suggestion to go. It is not just I'm encouraging you to go. It is a command to go. To go and make disciples of all nations, whether it's locally or whether beyond our cities, or beyond our nation. Everyone has a call. The question is, what is your call? Even if you're not involved in Impact 2020, on the teams that we're sending out, the call is still there. God is still calling you. Whether it's calling you to your neighborhood, calling to the workplace that you're working, some of us God has already called maybe into a full-time Christian career. It's a ministry that God will call us to, and some of us, God will call us to the mission field. But whatever it is, there is a call on every person. No one is spared. It's not a suggestion. If you are a disciple of Jesus, God has already called you. And so I think we need to respond. To respond to offer our lives to Him and say, God, this is my life, God. It is not by my might, by my power, but by the power of the Lord. Amen? So tell you what, if we don't go, we will never experience the power of God in our lives. We will live lives normally. But God has not called us to the normal life. God has called us to an extraordinary life. And many of us here can testify that we say that when we offer our lives to God, God begins to use us. God is not asking you to give something you don't have. God is just saying to you, give what you have right now. And God is going to multiply that. And that is a story of God in our lives, a story of Jesus in our life. And so I want you to consider this. I want you to respond to God in your hearts right now. Let's bow our heads right now and say, ask this question, Jesus, what would you have me do, God? It is not about the big things or the small things. It is about what Jesus is asking you to do, because He did something phenomenal 2,000 years ago. He gave His life for you, so that you can be reconciled to God, so that you are now called a child of God, and now He's telling you to do the same thing, to go now tell someone else. That's all. Whether tell someone else locally, tell someone else outside of this local confine, or even to cross borders and go to another nation. But the point is that the Lord is saying, tell someone, tell someone. So who are you telling? Who are you telling? Thank you, Lord. In a moment or so, I'm going to challenge you that you offer your life to God and say, God, this is my life. I'm going to do what you're asking me to do in the next many months. And when we offer our lives to God, you'll be amazed how God would take that life and turn it around. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old. God can use you. And that is what God has been saying to us as well. God can use me. We offer our lives to Him. And so I want you to respond in your heart and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me, God. Use me, God. And so if the Lord has put something in your heart, you can offer that to the Lord. I'm going to open up this time right now to a time of ministry. Some of us, you know, maybe have backslided away from God. We know that we have wandered away from God. We feel that we are not useful to the kingdom of God. In fact, we are taking things away, you know, rather than giving. But God wants you to be a blesser, a blesser. And so if the Lord is speaking in your heart, even this morning through the message, and you want to dedicate your life to God, and you may even say, God, I do not even know what I need to do, but this is my life, God. Have someone pray with you. You know, if you need to rededicate your life back to God, have someone pray. You're not a Christian here this morning, and you want to know this Jesus that can make a difference in your life. You too, you know, can receive that into your heart, receive Jesus into your heart. Now, how do you do that? You just invite Him into your life. If a friend had brought you, turn to your friend and say, can you tell me something about Jesus here? Maybe have your friend bring you up to the front and say, you know, can you share with my friend about how to have this Jesus? Like, you know, there are many Mr. Lims that, you know, our brother Andres was talking about. Mr. Lims who need to hear the Lord. And maybe you are that Mr. Lim or that Miss Lim who needs to know about this Jesus. And so let's stand right now as we sing this closing song. Whatever your needs are, you know, if the message has been spoken into your heart this morning, you know, how do you know that God has spoken into your heart? Tell you what, if your heart is beating faster than normal, normally that's a sign to me anyway that God is speaking into my life right now, right? And you need to respond to that. Don't miss this moment that even you do not know what that is, you come forward and have someone pray with you and say, God, speak to me, God. And I pray that there will be a release of word upon your life, a prophetic word into your life. And it'll be amazing what God can say, all right, to you. All right, let's stand this, and then there'll be leaders and pastors in front here who can pray for you. And so respond right now. If God has spoken to your heart, some of us need to respond to the call God has given to us. Even some of us, God has called you into the mission field, into a full-time work, Christian work, or just into the company that you're in. You know, dedicate that company to the Lord. Dedicate your school, your university to the Lord. Come and say, God, I want you to make a difference wherever I am, all right? So let's sing this song, closing song, and then come quickly to the front. Don't wait. And just allow someone to pray with you. All right. You're not committing yourself to anything yet, but you just obey the command of Jesus to go. All right. Go. Let the Lord Jesus lead you. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing this song. Come quickly to the front. We want to pray for you.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way.
One of the things that Brother Andres was sharing just now is about fear. That some of us have a fear of opening our mouth to share Christ, right? So I want you to recognize that courage comes from the Lord Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us courage. And many of us, I just sense that you say you want to open your mouth, but you do not know how to open your mouth, right? And we want to pray for you for courage. We want to pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and visit you and give you the courage the next time you meet a Mr. Lim. The next time you meet a Muslim, right? So if you have fear in your heart, right, come, let us pray for you to ask God to give you a word to share. And also, some of us are ill right now. We want to pray, open up for a time also to pray for you for healing, you know, for whatever, you know, things that you're going through in your life. All right, this is an amazing blessing we have every weekend that we can just pray with you and to go to God and say, God, these are my needs in my life, all right? So I just sense also some of us here, you have in the beginning of the year, you have said to yourself, God, I want to make a difference. difference in the company that I'm in. I want to make a difference in the school, in the university that I'm in. But up to this point, I just sense, you know, by the end of this, beginning of March now, you have not done anything. And you feel that this guilt in you, you say, I've not done anything. Tell you what, God has not given up pursuing you yet. Right? Some of you talk about the lion in your life. You have mentioned, this is my lion, you have not done anything. Tell you what, dedicate this what the Lord has put into your heart. Come and say, God, this is now February, I'm going into March now. Lord, will you help me? So come and dedicate these things to the Lord and begin. We don't want to miss out another many months down the road, because God can use you in a really powerful way. All right, going to sing this one last time. I'm going to close and then allow God to minister to you.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me.
Thank you, Lord. Church, will you raise your hands to the Lord? Even those at UFC at Puchong, just raise your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, this is my life, God. This is my life. How we allow God to use our life is entirely, in that sense, our choice. We can surrender it to God and we can hold our life back. But tell you what, many of us have experienced is when we give our life to God, only when we give it to Him, because He will never force it out of our hands. When we give our life to God, then God can use it. When we give Him permission to say, God, this is my life, God. God's going to use it in a powerful way. So some of us need to pray that prayer. You may not be up here, but where you're standing right now, will you do that? Those on live stream watching this as well. Just offer your life to God. Picture your life in your hands right now, surrender to God. Because that's what you did when you become a Christian. When you become a Christian, you say, Lord, my life is no longer mine, but yours, God. And so none of us here can claim that this is my life, I own it. No, we don't own this life. God owns us. And so as we lift our hands to the Lord, make a prayer to God to say, Lord, this is my life. I want to surrender this to you. God, use me, God. Tomorrow, wherever I go, Lord, on a Monday, wherever I go, use me in a powerful way. Help me proclaim Jesus in a way that my friends would know best. So help me, God. So Lord Jesus, thank you that you've given us your life and that there's a divine exchange in heaven, God. When you gave your life for us, so that when we acknowledge you as Lord and Savior, we surrender our life to you, God. We are now adopted as your children. And therein, God, you gave us a command to go and make disciples, God. Not in our own strength, but by the Spirit that you're giving to us. So Holy Spirit, thank you that you've given us this command, because we need to obey this command in a powerful way. And so Lord Jesus, as you dismiss us from this place, God, use us. Use these hands, God, to be a powerful channel of your grace and your mercy. Use these hands, Lord, to be laid on people, to pray, God, to release blessing, to release encouragement. Use these hands, God, that these hands will be a blessing, God, to many around me. So dismiss us with this blessing, God. And so now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us both now and forevermore. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen.